So I did start with quite a lot of sympathy for David Smith. So what he did was he wrote an article which you can read. Well, it was originally published only for the order to read, but now I think it's public, so you can pretty much, I think you just type in David Smith and spiritual plateau and I think you get the criticisms that he's talked about. He's withdrawn it, has he? Okay, all right then. Oh, well, maybe shall I give this talk? So what he was trying to do was just, I suppose he was attempting to show that the FWO and WBO, maybe TBSMG as well, function too much in a horizontal model. In a way, he was saying that we bypass a very strong and important spiritual component, which is the vertical dimension. And what he called that was the authentic spiritual teacher. So he said we rely too much on the horizontal and not enough on the authentic spiritual teacher. And the reason we don't rely on the authentic spiritual teacher is that they don't actually exist in this movement. So he talks quite a bit about the relationship between the disciple and that teacher. It's very precise, and I think it's very, very accurate. So a few points that he makes. The vertical perspective requires a conviction in your teacher's ability, a looking up to, with a willingness and spirit of surrender to a spiritual authority that cannot be brought down to your normal level. It is born of faith and of trust. It is a place where a more formal type of relationship will naturally take place. It's a crucial psychological space between you and that teacher that will form. He said this is the so-called vertical perspective that will come into being, like between you and that teacher or you and that guru, a vertical perspective will come into being. And then he tells us why it's so important. Where he said the formality is very important. It creates a crucial dharmic environment, which I find a really beautiful phrase actually. A crucial dharmic environment where real change and even authentic awakening becomes possible. He calls it a healthy space where sticky attachments and worldly considerations cannot take place and will not interfere with this special environment. It is also a healthy place because you can trust it. And it is a proper teacher-student environment, and one that would be impossible to create with someone considered not of that vertical status. So in conclusion, he says, the whole of the history of Buddhism demonstrates that without this vertical dimension, or this hierarchical form in place and skillfully nurtured, authentic awakening will not happen.